fake move, doesn't get open, brings it back to the tap, sets it up where he's picked up in the trap there. Blasi gets the ball, he tips it right back to Spencer Kelly. Kelly gets it to Quinn, Quinn comes up the court, gives it back to Kelly. Kelly takes it back out to him and then finds a wide open floor, but it's picked off by the Sprint. Both teams, I got a hiccup there, sorry, both teams are trying to force it down inside to the low post, and it's not working right now. Now here comes a full court press from Bad Axe, full court man to man, I should say.
A little bit of pressure on those guards.
And they got him trapped over there in the corner. Spencer Kelly double teams down low post with Quinn, but Dice gets it open. And that's Eric Dice. He makes a short little jumper up and in. 12-10, Bad Axe still with the lead. Quinn brings the ball down the court, dishes it out to Cisco. Cisco takes it from inside the top. Anyway, I was holding a two-pointer from the top of the key. He had a nice shot, doesn't he?
He has a great shot. Always on balance and in rhythm.
And you got a hustle play here, and your job floats all over there. A sack to protect the equipment here as the players come flying.
Get game.
And Bad Axe is coming out with a little bit more of the intensity on defense tonight, don't you think, Mary Lee?
Yeah, I think they really want this one. You know, I know we don't think it means much, but to these kids,
it's a rival.
It's huge.
It's a rival.
They just love to play.
And you can see it right there. Bad Axe's defense stole it away, but they went to get it back, and they tipped it right into North Huron. Now, again, it's a melee out here, but North Huron gets it under control. Hustle play by Sharansky to get it back. Now they feed it out, and they dish it outside. The Dice, he tries to take a three, but Quinn knocks it away from it. And it's like Bad Axe is a little gnat tonight. They're right in your face on every shot. You look like you got an open shot, and as soon as you go to take it, they're right there.
That was not a smart foul.
That was a good rebound there by number 15 for Bad Axe. And I do not have him on here, and I should know who he is.
Hey, looks familiar. Why is he not on the list?
I do not know why he's not on the
player.
List. And you know what?
I was big in that Deckerville game.
Yes, he was, and we don't have him on our list. We'll have to figure this out. I know it's not Will Sutton. I don't think it's Will Sutton. Will Sutton started the game for him. We haven't heard anything from him unless they've changed some numbers around. But we'll try to find out for you who number 15 is here. We're right at the break of the quarter. 4 seconds to go. Bad Axe with the lead, 14-10, and he banks it off the glass there by Ethan Cisco and up and in. So at the end of the first quarter, it's going to be Bad Axe 16, North Huron 10. We'll be back after we hear from some of our fine sponsors.
As an independent insurance agent, why do I work with Auto Owners Insurance? Because they believe in the same things I do. Trust, honesty, service. That's why J.D. Power & Associates ranked auto owners highest in customer satisfaction with auto insurance claims 3 years in a row. For home, life, auto, and business insurance, turn to Auto Owners. Promises made, promises kept.
For award information, visit jdpower.com.
Hi, I'm Sean McVay from the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
You're on the air with Miss Know-It-All.
Boy, I sure hope you can help me. My relationship has lasted just this winter. It's been hot and cold. I'm looking for a more dedicated, consistent commitment.
It sounds like it's time for a separation and a move to a new, more lucrative relationship you can depend on. You've suffered long enough, my dear. It's time to go local. Hook up with Kohler Propane. With Kohler Propane, you'll find that long-term relationship you're looking for built on trust. Plus cozy nights, and you'll save money.
Call Kohler's Propane at 1-888-950-7975, and you'll develop a long-term relationship. Nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
And we're back here at the start of the second quarter. Backs with the lead, 16-10 and the ball. Pawlowski with a shot up off the low block. No good. Rebound control by Mike Sharansky. And we figured out who the mystery player was. It's normally 55, but he's wearing 15 tonight, and that's Will Sutton, the sophomore. He had a great game when we were down in Deckerville.
Yeah, he did.
And he tried to go for the blast there against LaFrance, but LaFrance shot it up and over him. 16-12, Hatchett with the lead. Quinn has his pack of picks, but it went right over to Spencer Kelly. Spencer Kelly puts the defenders down the paint, and he lays it up and in over the rim. Say that four times. 18-12, Hatchett with the lead. North Huron comes down the court. They try to drive it in, and it's tipped away by... goes off the foot there, I'm sorry, of Evan Dice. So Quinn inbounds it to Reifenbach. Reifenbach gives it back to Quinn. Quinn sets up his offense. Looks like North Huron's in a 1-3-1 zone there, Coach.
Yep.
My favorite. swings it around to right back in the left corner. His shot goes off the backboard right into the hands of Jake Sharamsky, who's in the game. He goes to push it up the court to Evan Dice. Evan Dice has it tipped away, but it goes right into the hands of Eric Dice. Eric tries to dish it down low, but they have it tipped away. Sutton, Quinn told me before the game that Sutton has been pretty lazy on defense a little bit lately, but he says, I'm just going to block the shot from behind, Coach.
Oh,
and he's got, he's averaging 5 blocks per game right now for him. So Quinn says, you give me those blocks, you can play defense from behind.
Bad basketball.
So now he's got this block thing going on, but he did just get another block there.
That's a 30 and over move when you let him go in front of you and then you block from behind, isn't it?
I think they're having an issue between who's right, the coach or the player, on who's going to prove the other right here. So Will Sutton checks out. Checking back into the game is Ethan Sisco. FedEx has the ball underneath. Spencer Kelly gets it from the official, looks in, bounds it, throws it up to the top to Reifenbach. Reifenbach to the left side to Quinn. Back to Reifenbach. He drives, he throws it out to the right side to Sisco. Sisco's three is going to be short. He's boxed out there nicely by North Huron, and the rebound's controlled by North Huron, and they're going to take a 30-second timeout. We'll be back right after this message.
You make promises in life. When you get married, have kids, buy a home, you make promises to take care of the ones you love. Auto Owners Insurance promises great service, and we delivered, again. J.D. Power & Associates ranked Auto Owners Insurance highest in customer satisfaction with auto insurance claims 3 years in a row. Auto Owners. Promises made, promises kept.
For award information, visit jdpower.com.
See Tom Schmidt at the Fine and Schmidt Insurance Agency in Port Austin. Everyone at the Fine and Schmidt Insurance Agency, Tom, Janice, and Anita, support area athletics and hope you enjoy tonight's game. For a no-obligation quote, call 989-738-5202.
We're back here at Badax High School, where the Badax Hatchets have a lead 18-12 over the North Huron Warriors. 6 minutes to go here in the second. We want to remind anybody, if you got some updates from some other games, you can star 1340 on your thumb cellular, or you can dial 269-9931 and talk to Nikki at the station or Derek, and they'll pass it along to us. Mary Lee, I think you do have an update for us, though, from somebody.
All right, at halftime, it's USA 28, Cap City 21.
And that's an important Greater Thumb West makeup game over there. Both teams want to stay in contention. They need a win. We appreciate the update that we got there.
You know, when we talk about whether this team, these games mean anything or not, when you look at these two teams, of course, FedEx has some senior leadership, but really the team that FedEx has is young. And so they're building. They're building for next year, too. So they want to play these games and do well.
And they had a block shot down there by Brandon Dean, the 6'2" junior, but North Huron comes back down and returns the favor to them, and now North Huron comes back down the court. Skip passes, but they had it tipped around by Quinn, but it falls into the hands of Jake Sharansky. Sharansky has it picked off by Quinn. Quinn pushes up the court with numbers to Polanski. Polanski pulls up, but he's covered there by Eric Dice, who had a nice hustle play to get back.
Yeah, you know, it looked like 3-on-1, and he didn't give it up.
And now a long pass all the way up the court for North Huron, a long shot there by Maxwell. Maxwell shot no good, long rebound, and it's brought up the court by Sisco, and he tries to see the trailer coming in there at Pulaski, but it gets out of control there. Pulaski loses it out of bounds. Good idea, just a little too far, a little too late on the pass.
Yep.
Checking in is number 12, Scott Crew, checking out for a break is Pulaski.
North Huron hustled back on that. They got back.
They match up here pretty good size-wise when you look at it. FedEx is in their 2-3 zone now.
FedEx looks a little quicker.
Turnover there by Kruger. Kruger tries to bounce faster inside, but he had his pass picked off. Spencer Kelly comes down, his shot short. Rebound controlled by Dice.
Oh,
Dice comes up the court and takes a running layup from the right side, and he gets fouled. And that foul is going to be against FedEx number...
Quinn got that. Looks like from behind. Maybe somebody else got it too, but...
That's going to go against Quinn. That's going to be his first team fourth. And at the line is going to be Eric Dice. His first shot rattles out. They just can't buy a free throw here right now.
Wow.
We got a timeout by Max. We'll be back right after this commercial message.
What's that? What were you just saying? You need to switch to the talk of the farm.
Can you believe it? Thumb Cellular has been serving the Thumb area for 20 years. Now that's something to celebrate. To kick off Thumb Cellular's 20th anniversary, you can now buy one.